The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free.
Hour two, ladies and gentlemen, on this 19th day of April 2005. And this past hour, I was talking about the FBI telling 9/11 rescue workers to shut up over finding the airplane black boxes. Yes, they found three out of the four boxes at the World Trade Center, but it's not talked about. It wasn't presented as evidence. Remember the Keene Commission over 9/11? One of the greatest crimes in American history, covered up by our politicians, folks, and their hand-picked puppies, so vile and disgusting as it is. 3,000 murders, folks. Don't forget, this is America's largest open murder case. Not open as far as the government. It's a closed subject. That allowed them to bring in all sorts of neat, nasty little things to break the back of the Constitution in this country and usher in its police state. But see, we've got to do that before we foist the free trade area of America's on people, because, well, once they found out that their sovereignty and their own decision-making, their autonomy is gone, what do you think people would do? Oh, that's right. That's why it's proper planning to put the police state into motion before any of this goes down. That's what this war on terrorism is about worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, is the final bricks in the wall, the installment of your global governance scheme. That's what this is all about. And we got people... We got people that are talking about who's going to be president in 2008. We're not going to make it to 2008. If the people that aren't guilty of high crimes and treason in this country aren't taken down, it doesn't matter who's going to be president in 2008. It doesn't matter who's going to be president in 2012 and 2016 and on and on and on. It doesn't matter. Because if we acquiesce and we allow global governance to come about and involve the United States, we're doomed. We are double D-O-O doomed. Let me finish off this story here. We're going to break in about a minute and a half, and I'll pick it back up. Ballone said that, recalled never learning the FBI names, as I said before the top of the hour break here, as this type of personnel contact and information wasn't exchanged between civilian workers and government officials. There's a reason for that. The feds moved in and took over, period. We worked together, but nobody knew their names, added Ballone. They had on their FBI jackets, but I'm sure I could pick them out of a lineup or recognize their pictures. A pair of bombshell accusation blows a big hole in the official story, as well as the findings in the recent 9/11 Commission report. In Chapter 1, footnote 76, there is a sole but definitive reference to the airline black boxes. And this is what it says. The CVRs and the FDRs, voice and flight data recorders, from the American 11 and United 175 were not found. Asked if DeMasi and Ballone were questioned or subpoenaed, Commission spokesman Al Fresenberg said, I can't tell you now if he was one of the 1,200 people we interviewed or if the book was one of the countless ones we researched. We explored every lead, but I will try to find out if we talked with him, and I'll get back to you. Yeah, checks in the mail. I'll finish this story up when we come back. Folks, sometimes you just got to chuckle because it is so insane.
Ah! I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Boy, it's taken me how many segments to get through this story. I am going to finish it and move on here. Talked about before the break about the voice and flight data recorders, and of course the 9/11 Commission report, right in its first chapter, footnote 76. The CVRs and the FDRs from American 11 and United Flight 175 were not found. Yes, they were. They were found in January of 2002, ladies and gentlemen. Well before the 9/11 Commission, the cover-up. Of course, we had a stumbling block there. They tried to put Heinz Kissinger in there, the vampire that's been in every White House since the Nixon administration. You know, I always used to ask the question when I would hear him and others with heavy foreign accents. You know, I would ask the question, why do we have people involved in our government that don't speak English, or they do speak English, but with such a heavy... Zbigniew Brzezinski was another one. I mean, this little cockeyed guy, I mean, nobody ever mentioned it. Nobody in the press even asked the question, why are these guys around? Malone said, however, that he and DeMasi were never contacted by the commission members or asked to appear regarding their statements, even though the book was published well before the hearings commenced. And it's amazing, with a story of such importance, that in over a year since the book surfaced, almost nobody else has called them either. It's hard to imagine a story with such magnitude has not been thoroughly checked out unless the mainstream press purposely ignores it. I guarantee you they do, folks. They have a list that is given to them that they're told not to discuss these subjects any which way or form. That's your free press in America. I have been contacted by only one newspaper reporter from the Philadelphia Daily News. That's it, he said, referring to the October 2004 story by reporter William Bunch, recapping DeMasi's book statements as well as their usual official denials. Those close to the 9/11 investigation said the recovery of the black boxes is important, holding vital clues and leading to the truth of what really happened on the morning of 9/11. The cockpit voice recorder uses a pair of microphones to capture all cockpit sounds for the last 30 minutes of a doomed flight. The flight data recorder is also significant because it records altitude, heading, and airspeed. Both recorders are designed to withstand enormous impact and heat. And our friends over at the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, the officials said there they should have withstood the conditions at the WTC. And finding the boxes after a crash seems to be a standard procedure, according to the NTSB. According to Ted Lapatkowitz, he said, "It's extremely rare that we don't get the recorders back. I can't remember another case which we did not recover the recorders." Malone is retired and made an honorary New York fireman for his efforts after 9/11. DeMasi also recently retired from Engine Company 261, nicknamed the Flaming Skulls, after serving a brief stint after 9/11 with the fire department's Marine unit. There it is. You know, it reminds me of the FBI hauling the doors off to Waco, Texas. Remember the front door that the altercation first took place at that would have proved who fired first? That was thrown in the back of a van and driven off by FBI agents, folks. They're in the business of covering stuff up. People think the FBI, oh, it's the nation's leading law enforcement. No, they're the nation's leading dupes, the Steppenfetchens. Anybody with an FBI badge should be ashamed of themselves if they think of themselves as being a good guy, because your higher-ups are rotten to the core. And why you would ever stick around, maybe because you think you can do some good? I don't know. There comes that juicy justification thing again. People will justify their actions any which way that they can. And then if it follows suit, like any law enforcement, I guess, well, they're just there for the paycheck. They're there for the retirement. Forget that we've got one of the most corrupt governments that have ever... Let me just stick to the news stories, because I'm probably going to make too much sense, and probably too many people won't want to hear what's really on my mind. And I'll get emails going, "John, why are you so upset?" Border Patrol Union supports Minutemen. That's right, I said Border Patrol Union supports Minutemen. These are the guys on the ground, folks. These are the guys there every day on the border, day in and day out. And a lot of them are completely frustrated because it is their job they're being paid to do, but they're not given enough money, resources, manpower in which to do their jobs. By the way, there's a troop heading in from San Francisco to go talk to the governor of Arizona about getting these evil militia people off of the border. Well, I say to you people in California, in your cesspool of a state, used to be a beautiful state, now it's overrun with the illegals. You got a fine governor out there, the Terminator. Yes. Only in America, folks, we take a grade B movie action star and we make him governor. I can remember the last time that happened. Oh, yes, his name was Ronald Reagan. Oh, my goodness, he just sullied Ronald Reagan's name. Yeah, if you really knew who Ronnie Reagan was, you'd do it too. But ignorance is bliss, so stay blissful. The largest local union of Border Patrol agents in the country has declared its support for the Minuteman Project in Arizona, while at the same time slamming both the American Civil Liberties Union and President Bush. According to its website, the U.S. Border Patrol Local 2544, which covers the Tucson sector of the agency, the volunteers involved in the border monitoring Minuteman Project have been nothing but supportive. "We want to make it clear because we've had a lot of questions about this. We have not had one single complaint from rank-and-file agents in the sector about the Minutemen. This statement is on their site. Every report we received indicates these people are very supportive of the rank-and-file agents. They're courteous. Many of them are retired firefighters, cops, and other professionals, and they're not causing us any problems whatsoever. The group blames the ACLU for setting off ground sensors in the area, the Minuteman area of the Minuteman activities. Reports of Minutemen causing ground sensors to go off are exaggerated because most of those are being set off by the ACL sneaking around trying to find the Minutemen doing something wrong. That's right. Lawyers on the ground, the ACLU, are vanguards of our civil liberties. And I've said this before. I don't know what a civil liberty is. I know what a God-given right is. I know what a constitutional right is. But I don't know what a civil liberty is. Do you? Well, our little card-carrying communist friends over at the ACLU, they're just out there trying to get the goods on them. As WorldNet Daily reported, the ACLU has sent representatives to the 23-mile Arizona border area to monitor the Minutemen and report any civil liberties abuses to authorities. Instead, said Minuteman Project spokesman Gray Deacon, the law's group's people are flashing lights, sounding horns, and warning off illegals and their coyote human smugglers from entering territory patrolled by the volunteers. Deacon claims such activity amounts to aiding and abetting illegal aliens. The Minuteman Project has attracted hundreds of volunteers, many legally carrying guns and waving flags from across the country. They plan to keep watch around the clock until the end of this month, intimidating illegal aliens with their presence and alerting the Border Patrol via cell phones or radios when they see people crossing. The Border Patrol local emphasizes the Minuteman Project is shifting the bulk of the illegal alien traffic out of the narco corridor. You know, folks, there aren't any illegal drugs being muled into Arizona right now. Why? Because American civilians, volunteers, they're not being paid, but the ACLU is trying to destroy them, the press is trying to destroy them. You're not seeing any news whatsoever on CNN or anything like that. Not even a 10-second blurb on the counterfeit news. If only President Bush was so supportive of the rank-and-file agents, the site states, while President Bush hangs out thousands of miles away in the White House, these people are willing to give up their time and energy to actually do something. While President Bush entices millions of illegal aliens to keep coming with his amnesty proposals and his demoralizing statements that he doesn't want Border Patrol agents chasing good-hearted people just coming here to take jobs Americans won't do. The Minutemen are trying to get our laws enforced. The Minutemen have made it very clear that they fully support rank-and-file Border Patrol agents. If only we had such support from the politicians we have to work for. Aren't we really supposed to be working for the citizens of this country anyway? WorldNet Daily, news story. Gee, Joe, are you getting your online magazine back in order? Are you done selling out? I hope so. Because you know what? You can sell off a pound of this, and you can sell off a pound of that. Then when it comes time for the devil to take its due, he's going to take everything, and he won't leave nothing behind. In a related story from the Washington Times, Stephen Dinnan, feds free 1 million illegals. We'll get to that story right after this break. And I will open up the phones at 800-313-9443. We've got a couple other smaller reports here to do. But it's April 19th, folks, not just another April 19th. It's a day that I would consider living in infamy for the rest of my natural life. You know, I knew things were, growing up, I knew things were wrong in this country. I was being told one thing, but always demonstrated another. And that caused me some angst when I was a younger man. But man, the heat's been turned up. It's getting so ridiculous anymore every time I turn around. And the problem with this is that we, the people, that's right, what this country was founded on and who it's supposed to be for, we've got the power to take it back. But what are you doing out there with it? I don't know. Clock's ticking.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website.
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
According to Stephen Dinnan from the Washington Times, 1 million people facing immigration proceedings have been released into the general population, the government's chief of detention and removal told the Senate yesterday, prompting some Republicans to say that Bush administration is not serious about the problem. What hypocrisy is this? Take away everybody's constitutional rights, or God-given rights, and then some Republicans say that he's not serious about the problem? He was serious about taking away our rights. He's serious about installing a police state. He's serious about trashing the constitutional rights that we all enjoy and share. But to say that he's not serious about the problem? Well, part of the problem is the free trade area of the Americas, the deal that he's got with Vicente Fox. That's part of the problem now, isn't it? We have 1 million individuals who are in some phase of immigration proceedings released, said Victor X. Cerda, C-E-R-D-A, or Cerda, the acting director of detention and removal operations for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, commonly known as ICE. He said of those people, 465,000 are fugitive aliens who have been ordered deported. About 80,000 of those are criminal aliens who have committed an offense in addition to immigration violations, but he couldn't provide an exact number. His comments came as an immigration debate in the Senate blocked most of progress on the emergency war spending bill. Pending amendments include cracking down on illegal immigrants, use of driver's licenses, increasing visas for seasonal non-migrant workers, and legalizing up to 1 million illegal aliens who work in agriculture and their families. What about the other 29 million? Ah, they must be working at McDonald's. Which, by the way, a little side note here, I was in a McDonald's the other day. I was pressed for time, and yes, I will admit I was at Mickey D's. And they were having one of their meetings. I guess somebody was in from corporate. And they saw me sitting there and walked by my table and said to me, "Well, good morning, sir. Is everything all right?" And I just looked at him and I said, "Well, if you can dig up Ray Kroc, I'm sure he'd have something to say to you." Of course, that got howls and a lot of laughter, but then it got serious. And I said, "I used to think that McDonald's hit the all-time low by hiring senior citizens, trying to augment their so-so security and their Medicare and their Medicaid. I thought McDonald's hit an all-time low pitting those against high school, and at least at the time, they were high school kids working at McDonald's." I said, "But now you guys have stooped to a new low. You're hiring illegals. And on top of that, you're not even giving them full-time jobs or benefits. How much lower can your company sink?" At which point in time, they were standing there and they were looking at each other because I had voiced something that they either heard in part before or maybe heard it from an obscure source or maybe a rumor or rumbling or something. But here was this brash guy sitting there with a Mickey D's stuffed in his face talking to them about their company. They were astounded. And I said, and here in Texas, I really object to you guys hiring illegal aliens. Have you ever seen a Mexican blush? And the one guy that stuck around, he said, I used to be a fry cook in one of these restaurants, and I went up the corporate ladder. And I said, "Yes." And he says, "I'm not going to be working for Mickey D's forever." He said, "The corporations are bad." I said, "Well, do me a favor. Before you leave the employee of McDonald's, of a then active member of their Ronald McDonald family, why don't you fire off a letter to corporate headquarters?" I told the young man, I said, "Don't sell your soul for the sake of one more rung up that corporate ladder." I said, "Live your own life." And he shook my hand and he smiled and he said, "Thank you." And he walked away. I believe he's sincere. I don't know if he's going to do it, but hey, it had to be said. Back to this story. Talking about Victor Cerda, his comments came as the immigration debate, as I said, in the Senate blocked most of the progress in the emergency war spending bill. Yesterday's hearing before two subcommittees of the Judiciary Committee is supposed to lay the groundwork for a comprehensive immigration bill, said Senator John Cornyn, a Texas Republican and chairman of the Immigration Subcommittee, which held the hearings along with Senator John Kyle of Arizona, chairman of the Terrorism Subcommittee. They don't see the wisdom, I guess, in shutting and locking down the borders, folks. No serious discussion of comprehensive immigration reform is possible without a review of our nation's ability to effectively secure its borders and enforce its immigration laws, Mr. Cornyn said. Hey, Mr. Cornyn, you got volunteers down there helping the guys on the border right now, and guess what? It's effective. So this brain trust is sitting there in Washington, D.C., saying that, well, it's no serious discussion or comprehensive immigration reform is possible without review of our nation's ability to effectively secure its borders and enforce its immigration laws. Yeah, you enforce immigration laws by not allowing illegals into the country. How do you do that, Mr. Cornyn? You lock down the border. Simple. People, the stupid people that you represent, the people that you claim that needed herded, like sheep, because we're the good shepherds and we know better than the common man out there. This is the arrogance in Washington, D.C., folks. What hypocrites. Senator John Cornyn, a senator of the United States, has the audacity to make a statement like that. We'll break. We'll be back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I'll get to the callers here in a few minutes. This Washington Times story, Senator Jeff Sessions, Alabama Republican, and Senator Tom Coburn, Oklahoma Republican, demanded to know why Mr. Serta was not doing more to have illegal aliens removed. Mr. Sessions said ICE is far behind in entering the names of the 465,000 alien fugitives into law enforcement databases, which means that if those people are picked up in another arrest, they would not be turned over to immigration authorities. Folks, well, they don't even have the names entered into the database. But I guarantee you, your license plate number, your driver's license number, your Social Security, you're plastered all over the NCIC. But we have criminals running around this country, and they just can't seem to get the data entered into the data banks. Jonathan Cohen, Deputy Assistant Attorney General, told the panel that court decisions over the years will result in the government having to release dangerous criminals, aliens as well. The aliens that are being released include murderers, rapists, and child molesters, Mr. Cohen said. Oh, man. Members of the subcommittee also ended up by taking sides in whether the Minutemen patrolling the Arizona border are vigilantes, as President Bush called them. Well, why is anybody paying attention to what this traitorous son of a bugger has to say anyhow? Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts said he agreed with Mr. Bush's characterization and told Mr. Serta to let him know what the Department of Homeland Security's policy was on dealing with vigilantes. Oh, gosh. Somebody removed the gin feeding tube to Mr. Senator Ted Kennedy. Now, there'd be a feeding tube that I would wholeheartedly support being removed. Judge sentences woman accused of making anti-Semitic comments. Orange County, Florida. An Orange County judge handed down an unusual sentence for a woman accused of yelling anti-Semitic comments at her Jewish neighbors. Geraldine Ballard wasn't charged with a crime. What happened in court Thursday will not show up on the record unless she violates the conditions of her probation. That's called deferred adjudication, folks. Orange County Judge Mike Murphy handled the sensitive case by drafting a creative sentence for Ballard. Ballard is accused of threatening Lisa Green and her children by shouting derogatory remarks at them as they walked in front of her property on the way to the Jewish Community Center in Maitland, Florida. I truly have to say the system worked. It really worked, said Green. The judge sentenced Ballard to 180 days of probation with a condition she either serve 50 hours of community service or visit one of three Holocaust museums in Washington, D.C., St. Petersburg, or the Jewish Community Center located in her own neighborhood. Ballard has denied accusations against her all along, and she said Thursday she refused to talk about the conditions of her probation. Ballard must undergo also a mental health evaluation, folks. If she fails to comply, she'll be back in court where she could be criminally charged. Ballard will have to pay $250 in court costs, and she cannot have any contact with Green and her family. You know, the woman says that she's innocent. It doesn't matter. This judge did his best to handle the situation, and I'm sure keep Ms. Green here happy, and all the Jewish fine folks down there in Florida. But if somebody tells me that I can't say what's on my mind, I mean, maybe she has a legitimate gripe against her neighbor. Maybe it was ill-advised to use remarks derogatorily. I don't know that she did or she didn't. But I've got a First Amendment. If I say anything to my neighbors, I'll tell you what. I would like to see a judge try to charge me and throw me in jail, put me on evaluation, mental evaluation, or perform community service, which is nothing but servitude to the corporation. Get out there and wear your little orange vest for all to jeer at and point at. Oh, isn't it a wonderful thing? Politically correct? No, folks. That's the euphemism that's used. It's Nazi-style book burning as far as I'm concerned. Let's go to the phones here. Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Listen, I can't see any way that the American people can't see that this country is being destroyed from within by its own government.
But if they do they know what to call it? Do they know who to call? Do they know what to get angry about or who to get angry at?
Well, they've got senators, they've got representatives, they can spread the word or whatever. But unless it's right in their face, they don't do anything about it. But let's say a family has a nice big house in the middle of a big urban area, and I go buy the land around them and bring a bunch of trashy trailers in, and give them DPs a bunch of scissors and say, and tweezers, they go pull some weeds in this 30 or 40 acres around them. They're going to know that this is going to drop the value of their house. Then you watch them whine and cry. But then that's probably the least of the crimes levied against them, you know. Another thing about this border, if they do too good of a job, these Minutemen and the Border Patrol do too good of a job, Bush is going to call Fox up and tell him the Bush drug cartel is going to call him up and say, listen, come into New Mexico or Texas. Got to have that stuff.
Oh, yeah, but this Minuteman project is expanding, and I don't know why they're calling for an end of it at the end of this month. I think it should continue. And I think more people would rotate people in there. I think more people will come in to voluntarily do what their United States government is, let's not use the term not able to do. is not willing to do. And that should be a red flag to a lot of people. I mean, this issue has been generally discussed throughout the medias, and of course they try to spin it. How do you hide 30 million illegals even in this country this size? I mean, they're all over the place.
Well, you know, it's a big problem, no doubt, but we know why they won't let them continue.
Well, that's they want their latter-day Babylon here. They want a country, and I'll tell you the reason I say this. They want a country that people can't communicate with each other. And just yesterday, I caught a guy. It was a guy, the Minutemen start back up in November and October. Okay, I've just given word here that after the end of this month, and this is going to be a six-month grace period for anything to crawl over the border, they're going to start this back up in October, and it's going to be along our entire southern border. So that was just handed me.
Yeah, we need something drastic to wake people up, and I'm almost hoping that these El Salvador, the Central Americans and South Americans that are with the Mexican military are going to do something drastic. Of course, you'll say that we started it on this side, but let's have it out. Let's get it on.
You know, Mexico is a nice country, you know, and I'll tell you what, they've got some very nice vacation spots down there, which I understand that Americans or even white Europeans down there are now being harassed intensively. Mm-hmm. And this is a backlash because, well, Americans are complaining about illegals coming across the border. You know what? I say we just invade Mexico.
Amen.
You know, I mean, if we're going to stop globalism, let's just take the country away from them.
Let's get it on.
Let's just do it. I mean, that's ridiculous to say that, or is it?
No, let's get it on. I mean, if somebody's killing me slowly, you know, I'm going to say, if I'm going to die, I'm going to do something about it. Somebody's going to go with me.
It's either you or me, pal, or kill me quick.
Right, both of us.
All right,
John.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Jose in Texas. Hello, Jose.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Fine. Going back to the restaurant deal at McDonald's.
Yeah.
One evening, I was at a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I had ordered my dinner. Of course, I ordered in Spanish. The guy behind me had trouble making his order, so I stepped up and I helped him, you know, get his order through and understood.
Right.
And he kind of shook his head, and I was watching him, and I said, you know, I understand, you know, fortunately I'm bilingual. Unfortunately for you, you know, you're not, but it shouldn't have to be that way, you know, here,
right,
where we're at.
Right.
Where we're doing business. And I say that, you know, being a Hispanic American, you know.
You're not hyphenated, my friend. You're an American.
I'm an American of Hispanic descent.
There you go.
But I'm an American. And the thing is that, you know, when my parents were bringing us up, Spanish is our first language at home, but mm-hmm. they stressed strongly to speak English.
Right. And did your parents end up speaking English? Did you help them with that?
We helped them with that, yeah. And they worked very hard and adamantly to do so,
mm-hmm.
Because they were doing business here in the United States. You know, my father came here. My mother was from here.
Yeah.
But another point I wanted to touch on was that this Minutemen deal here in Arizona, I would be ecstatic to go to Arizona to participate in a parade when these guys serve this country well as they are, as well as any other person that serves our country. I think these people should be recognized for that.
I'll tell you what, Jose, you're going to have your chance in October because they're expanding it to Texas, and you don't have to go that far.
Excellent. Excellent. This deal with illegal aliens, not undocumented workers, but illegal aliens working here in this country, my partner and I are two of 15 jobs that we have bid. We do small construction. We've got two out of 15 of those 15, those 13 jobs that we've lost have been to our competitors.
And they're able to underbid you, correct?
They're able to underbid us, not by much, but that's because our take-home pay, you know, when we pay taxes, we pay our bills, pay our dues,
right.
You know, their take-home pay is much greater than ours, and people need to understand that they're not helping this country by hiring those folks. And they're not helping, and the city's not helping by giving contractors jobs that hire these people and promoting and pushing the hiring of foreign workers is unpatriotic as you come.
Well, and Jose, I'm glad that you called into the show because I need to stress and always point out to the listeners because people are always trying a way to try to pry under me or to get my goat. I mean, they've accused this network of being anti-Semitic or being anti-Mexican or whatever the case may be. And I would be a hypocrite if I took that stance. My parents, their folks, were immigrants into this country. They were Italian. Half of the family was English speaking because they came from Ireland and England, but the other half were from Italy, from Sicily. They didn't speak no English, man. And they had to learn the language and they assimilated into the culture. And the point I'm trying to make, unless you're American Indian, or in the Southwest before the deal was made here to take over that territory. We're all immigrants into this country, but we did it fairly. We did it to come into the system, to be part of that system, not to be a separate part. The thing that grabs me, Jose, and I was going to make this point before I took your call, is if you don't think they're trying to turn us into a modern-day Babylon, then why do we have so many Spanish-speaking stations cropping up all over the country? You can't go down the AM dial here in Texas. Three-quarters of the stations are Spanish-speaking stations. Who are they talking to? They're talking to people that don't speak English.
Right.
Now, they didn't do it for the Germans. They didn't do it for the Italians. They didn't do it for anybody else. And I dare say if I go down to Mexico right now, I'm not going to see every sign or every government service in English.
Nope.
You know, turnabout's fair play.
My father became an American citizen after his long line. And did the proper procedure, and this is not a racial issue at all. There are folks that want to jump that bandwagon. This is an issue of America controlling its commerce, its economy, and its growth. We are headed to being a third world country very quickly, and I think we got one foot already in, and the door's closing with the. With the amount of influx of foreigners that we have coming in here,
right.
And not just from south of the border, but a majority, yes. I would say.
Yeah, I mean we've got Chinese, we've got Russian mafia that's come over, we've got.
Go to Dallas and you'll see the Chinese and Taiwanese and all that
up
there.
Yeah.
It's pretty thick.
Jose, I appreciate your call, my friend.
Thank you for taking.
All righty. Yeah, that's something else I've said on this program before, and this is one thing about blacks in this country that they always refer to themselves as being African-American. No. If you're here in this country, congratulations, you're an American. If you're raising a family in this country, you've immigrated recently into this country, you're not a hyphenated anything. You're an American. You're going to raise your children as Americans, not from some hyphenated with connections back to the homeland. You know, I'm half Italian, a quarter German, and a quarter Irish. I'm not paying homage to Italy. I don't call myself an Italian-American or an Irish-American or a German-American. I am an American, not hyphenated. I am under the God's good graces here and under this wonderful Constitution and under this wonderful system that we're seeing absolutely dismantled right before our very eyes. I was born in this country, and I will die in this country. I'm not going to skedaddle to some little safe haven around the planet while I watch my country being destroyed. Barney in Maryland. Hello, Barney.
How's it going, John?
Oh, it's been a firecracker of a show today.
I hear you. The 1902 Dick Act reaffirmed the provisions of the Constitution pertaining to the militia. Every able-bodied person, with the exception of those employed by the federal government and some for religious purposes, come into the militia. Anybody over the age of 18 and under the age of 45 are members of the militia. The unorganized militia, the National Guard, shall be organized, trained, armed, and come under the governor of the state and the adjutant generals of the territories and District of Columbia. The unorganized militia people are come under the reserve militia. The militias are not required to go outside the borders of the states or the borders of the United States, and they can't be drafted to do otherwise. What do you think?
Well, I think that in 1973, the National Guard, that was given its name then, it was the that was really the state's militias.
Yeah.
That was subverted and taken over by the Fed. Ever since that time, you will see numerous ramblings by some person with a PhD saying that unorganized militias, well, they're just vigilantes and they should be done away with, that we should curtail the use of arms. Now, I don't know where people have been on the planet, Barney, but I know a little bit about my country's history, and I know why it was so important to put the Second Amendment right in behind the First. And people like to say all the time, and it's true, that the reason why you have the Second Amendment is if they ever try to take the First Amendment away from you, you go to the cartridge box. But more importantly, we didn't have. George Washington warned against, the bane of a nation is a standing army.
You know, when they say cause vigilantes, vigilant means be watchful all the time.
But it's been turned.
Yeah.
And the point is that these people, the unorganized militia, which is completely lawful, all you have to do is do your research and study like you have done, and everybody will know this and will never be fooled by any spinmeister or lying talking head again. The unorganized militia in this country, the reason why it's an unorganized militia that can be called up by the governor, everybody was to have their own arms. When people showed up at the party, when the governor put out the alarm, everybody had to come armed. It wasn't the state's responsibility to supply the arms to the people. They were assumed to already have those arms in hand at the ready and be vigilant when the governor called.
That's right. And the Minutemen, they would respond immediately. They'd drop everything.
But you know what the it's a dirty word now to say militia. People will hide and cower from that because it's been smeared so much by the politicians and the paid whores in the press.
They don't even know what the Constitution says.
Nor do they care.
Yeah, the Constitution mandates everybody in the militia. It's, yeah, something else. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Barney. I appreciate your call. Alan in Kansas. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I have a short poem I'd like to read for you, if I may.
How short is it?
30 seconds.
Go ahead.
40.
Go ahead.
Okay. That day, what happened that day when so many went away? We see clear that we do not know, and we do not see what happened that day. And so many went away. Damned the liars and their believers. And that day when so many went away.
Is that regards into 9/11?
Well.
Or could have been Waco?
Well, I had a date for it. But you know the shame about this piece is it fits too many days.
Yes, it does. That's why I had to ask. Because I was sitting here going, is this about Waco or is this about Oklahoma City, or is this about 9/11?
Well, I did have a day written for it, but it seemed wrong to put a date on it.
It's generically, it fits it all, doesn't it?
It fits too many days, to our shame.
I don't know what it's going to take, Alan. I am not that concerned about the majority or the bulk of the American people either remaining ignorant or wanting to be that way. What I am concerned about are the people that know what's going on, that love their country very much, that are not willing to kill for it, or die for it, being sent off to some foreign waste of a war somewhere. I'm concerned about the people that would kill for it.
Well, I'll tell you, John, if I've got just had another half minute, what really worries me, I mean, as much as I know about the government, I think I pretty well got it nailed. I understand it. But the people really scare me, and it's not the people that I know or that you know or that have been studying this and understand it and know it. It's the people that don't know it, don't know what to do, and someday they're going to get wound up in the axle, so to speak, and go off, and we're all going to be drug into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't know what to do.
The only
God help us if we can't catch them and help them find out what to do.
You know, one of the reasons that I stopped doing what I was doing and changed directions, because I realized that the bulk of the American people, and is it their fault? Well, that's another argument for another day. But the information has repeatedly been kept from them. It is not being taught to them in schools. It is not being upheld by our politicians and our judges in this country. And we have a lot of dumb people in this country. And I changed tact several years ago, and I made it my mission to try to inform as many people as humanly possible to reacquaint themselves with what our government is supposed to be, so they can make the decision for themselves what's bad or good in the government. Who's making the mistakes? We'll just euphemistically call it a mistake. But a country is its people. If its people are disconnected from its government, the government takes over. It can bamboozle. It can lie. It can vilify. It can destroy. It can do whatever it wants to its own people, and they will be none the wiser. Now, Alan, I don't know to do anything that what I'm doing right now, because I recognize, and until such time that there are enough people in this country that are willing to stand up and throw the gauntlet down and say, we know what's going on, we've had enough, and it stops here right now.
You're doing fine, John, and it's that matter when sufficient numbers of people become sufficiently determined, they will regulate their government. But, you know, I've been to war. I know what war is. If there's ever a hell on earth, it is war. And I don't want it here.
Well, and these are actions that are taken on foreign shores. But imagine this carnage and the death in the streets of America.
Well, that's what I've been working for, is to prevent, find some safety valve, some way to prevent it from happening here. I see it coming. It's coming, and I don't know how to stop it.
Well,
I'm trying.
And, Alan, the only thing that I know how to do, and see, this is what was so frustrating for me. And I've had a lot of people that I've helped over the years, and they really would stand kind of in the background, and they'd pat me on the back and say, gee, John, go get them. But they would have the ability to support my efforts. But the only thing that they would do is give me an encouraging word every once in a while. And for those people, because I know what's at stake here. I fully recognize and realize what is at stake here. And I'm not talking, if somebody's thinking, well, you know, no, it's not even about my own personal freedom, because I will tell you this. I am not going to be locked up in some prison for the rest of my life for having the audacity to say what I believe to be true and just and right. I will not let them put me in a cage. They will have to kill me. And I'm not going to go the way of some of these other blowhards that we've seen out here, saying that, well, you know, when the time comes, they're going to be dragging a corpse off the prison, because I'm not going. No, I am here to tell you, I am not built for prison. I am not going to prison. I am not going to be tortured. I'm not going to be put on some midnight train, some diesel job, you know, from one federal corrections detention to the next. I'm going to stand my ground, and I will die a free man in my own country.
Take care, John.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for the time.
That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Do we have anything worth saving? Do we have people that are willing to stand up and say that it's worth saving and then roll up their sleeves to help save it? Or is all this just lip service? We'll see you tomorrow.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others. others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.